dun, dun, dun. Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, Mark wrote into robot@theincomparable.com with a simple question. Is a car wash a robot? I'm thinking of the type that moves your car in neutral along a track through an open-ended building, soaping, scrubbing, rinsing, and drying along the way.
No, I mean, it doesn't go anywhere. It's a building. It's not a robot. It's perhaps the least mobile of any of the candidates for robots we've come up with. It really isn't going anywhere. If it came to your house and perched over your car and washed it and totally damaged the clear coat and then left, that would be a robot. But that's not what the car wash does. It sits where it sits, and it's a building. And yeah, it drags your car through it on the little thing.
It's a machine in a building. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a robot. Yeah, despite the fact that all my cars are cheap and incredibly damaged in every possible way that the finish and every, you know, they're not nice cars. I can't have nice cars because if I did, they would be destroyed in the way my cars are destroyed. And still, I won't bring my car to a car wash for fear of the additional damage those things will do to my car.
Yeah, we have a lot of touchless car washes here now where it sprays some foam and it sprays some water and then it sprays some more water and some more foam. And then when you get to the end, people come with soft brushes and do things. But like it's very much trying to not have it be the old method where there's a spinning blade that might as well be a saw blade, but it's actually like a brush blade and it's going to cut into your car. And
they need Ford Prefect to come down there and say mostly touchless. Because it sure seems like they're touching your car at the end there, doesn't it?
It does. Well, the human touch. The machine is not touching.
Yeah,
it's
the humans at the end. Those touchless ones that are just spraying foam and water, the amount of grime on my car would laugh at that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like you're just making the dirt wet.
Yeah. Every now and then what I do is I wash my car and then I vacuum my car out and then I take it to the car wash. Because I feel like I need to get it to a place where someone else could help it.
Yeah. Do you have bugs and sap, pine sap, and they say bugs and tar, but I don't, it's like the sap from pine trees that gets dirt embedded in it.
Oh, wow.
That's not coming off your car.
Yeah. Where it's like chewing gum almost or worse.
But melted on there incredible heat. Like maybe if you had a plastic razor blade, you could have a shot at it, but really you have to kind of dissolve it and forget about spraying water on
it. Yeah. You almost need a pot scraper.
But then that's going to destroy your clear coat. One of the things that I watch on YouTube are car detailing videos where someone pays $15,000 to detail their $500,000 car. And boy, is it a lot of work to take they buy a car, brand new, factory new car. It's never been driven. It came right from the dealer and they send it immediately to a $15,000 detailing. You're like, what is there for them to do? It's a new car. Believe me, there's plenty of them to do. Because the paint from the factory is not that great. And then they make it so nice that it's like, okay, well, now I can never breathe on it.
But, I was thinking about these people just the other day because I was sticking a vacuum in the cracks of the seats of my car. I was like, that's my detailing.
Yeah.
Is every few months I vacuum the crumbs out of the seat of my car.
Well, you're doing better than me. I do it once a year.
Mm. Wow. I have a follow-up here, by the way, in the same episode because I think that this fits. This is from a listener, John, not John Syracuse, who says, if a podcast is named Things A, how many episodes are they allowed to go without mentioning Thing A before they're misnamed? John, we talk about robots. We just also talk about other stuff.
We just talked about how titles of songs can be all sorts of commentary or metaphor or allusion or poetry or whatever. Title of a thing. How many songs do you know where the title of the song is never mentioned in the song?
Oh, very good, very good.
Movies where the title of the movie is never mentioned in the movie. You know, there's no requirement.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Even if the title of the podcast is, this is a podcast about dogs, and they never mention dogs, maybe it's just a funny title, and the joke is that they're never going to talk about dogs, or they're only going to talk about dogs sometimes, or why is there is no point at which the title can be invalidated by changing what you're talking about on a podcast.
I do like it when somebody says the name of the movie in the movie, though, because you can point at the screen.
That is definitely a thing. And by the way, obviously we changed from robot or not being a literal interpretation, where we judge other things are robots or not, to something that is very close to that, which is, let's do that, but for things that aren't robots. Is this an X? Is this a Y? Is this a Z? So I feel like our title is still totally on point. And it's not like we've turned into a cooking show or something where we're so far divorced from the original concept that it doesn't make sense anymore.
It's true. Also, for the record, here at Global Robot or Not headquarters, we just flipped over the sign of episodes since we talked about robots. It's back to zero. So
yeah, we always hit at least one in each batch, don't we?
We always do. And there's always robot news. It's just a podcast is not going to get carried only by robot news. But if people do have, like, I have some coming up that are going to be more robot things. We had some in this one. Like, we record these in batches, right? But like in the last 10 episodes, we had the cobots, we had the tennis robot that we were disappointed by. There's robots and other stuff, and there's always good new robot news for us to deal with. But you're right. It is gone from being a literal title to being more of an example of the kind of thing you will get. And that's how we like it here.